Blog Talk Radio.
Calling you higher.
Praise the Lord. That was
Yes, by Shekinah glory, Lord will. We're so blessed today, Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, to come on for early Sunday morning prayer. We just thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for allowing us to come on and host this broadcast. We just thank him. He didn't have to allow us to come in. He could have chose anybody. And for that, we're just so grateful, and we just don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. We want to pray and hear from the Lord. We want our hearts to be right, our mindset, and our will to be done according to his will, Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you this morning. We just praise you. We just magnify your holy name. We lift you up and we exalt you. We esteem you because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus, with all our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Hallelujah. We just thank you. We just praise you. You know what, Lord Jesus? We just thank you for the opportunity again to be on this broadcast. Hallelujah, that you have set it up from heaven above, and you're hearing our prayers from this earth, Lord, your saints on this earth, on this soul. Hallelujah, and we just thank you for it. Lord, we ask you if I've said or done anything that was displeasing in your sight, Lord, I want to confess everything to you, Lord Jesus. I ask you to help me, to guide me, direct me, and lead me, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered because it's something I said or done or have something in my heart. Lord, wash it out. Clean it out. Hallelujah, that I may see and that I may grow through your words, through your loving kindness, through your deliverance. Hallelujah, through your perfect will, not my will, but your perfect will be done. Hallelujah, and we thank you. We just want to pray in the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, just like, Lord, we come on this broadcast early, and we humble ourselves to you. Hallelujah, that you would teach us more as you taught your disciples, hallelujah, how to pray. Hallelujah, we thank you, and we're praying, we're calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, we're crying unto you, God. We want to draw nearer, nearer to you. Hallelujah, and we want to look up and see. Hallelujah, you said to look up and see. That's where your help come from. Your help come from heaven above. Lord Jesus, you made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah, and the sea, and that's all that's in it. Hallelujah, we thank you for it. Hallelujah, we lift up our souls to you this morning, lifting up our hearts, Lord, to clean out our hearts. Whatever's in there that's not pleasing in your sight and in your words, Lord Jesus, we want you to clean it out. Hallelujah. Stir it out of us, Lord, and not let it come back in. Hallelujah, that you would say, this is not pleasing in what you have done. And we thank you. We pray this morning, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity to pray to you. Hallelujah, that you would hear our voices, Lord Jesus, because this is a time of corporate prayer. So each and every one of your children is allowed to be blessed to come on this broadcast and pray and lift the name of Jesus up and tell you what we want and what we need, Lord Jesus. But you already know what we stand in need of. You just want to hear it from us, Lord. And we thank you that you're such an awesome, wonderful God. We love you with all our heart and mind and soul and our strength. Hallelujah. We just thank you. We just want to keep praying fervently in faith, believing. We can't see it, but we believe it because we know that you are God of work. You are God of help. You are God of everything that we need. Hallelujah. You have proven yourself to me time and time again. Hallelujah. So we know that once we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will hear us praying in the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we must have forgiveness in our heart, Lord. Help us to have forgiveness. Hallelujah. To allow us to check the different areas of our heart, what we say, what we read, what we think. How do we treat your people? Not only your people, how do we treat the souls out there in the world? They say they will know the saints, that is, because they will know the fruits that we show. And hallelujah, we thank you for that. Hallelujah. And you know what, Lord, I said, I'm deeply repenting of anything that was said, done, or thought. Hallelujah. I don't want to go before you, Lord, and have things in my heart that I don't know that's in my heart, to clean it up, to make us whole. Hallelujah, Lord, and act according to your will, God, to your will, God. Hallelujah. We just want to do your will according to your holy words in the Bible, the 66 books of the Bible. Hallelujah, the 39 Old Testament and the 27 New. Lord, help us to read more. Help us to pray more. Help us to listen more, Lord Jesus. Help us to call on you for help. You said you never sleep. You never slumber and you never sleep. You can call your mother, your girlfriend or whatever. They say, well, let me call you back. I'm busy right now on the phone. But you can call you and you always there. You say, here my child, here am I. But you know what we need, but you want to hear from us. And for that, we're so grateful. And we expect it. You know, God, we're expecting you to answer. Hallelujah, because we know according to what you say and do in your word that you have always answered, whether it was what we wanted or what you said. Well, no, it's not time yet. I'm not going to subscribe to that because it's not time. Well, you need to grow more. You need to think more. You need to love more. You need to pray more. You need to be help to the body of Christ more. You need to be in unity and a peace of mind, and you need to seek your face for direction. We need to seek you and find out, Lord, what is your will for our life? Not my will for my life, but your will for our life. And we thank you and we praise you and we magnify you. And we must pray with persistence and anticipation. And Lord, I pray with participation that we know that if we call out, that you will answer prayer. You said you may not be there when we want you, but oh my God, you're right on time. Hallelujah. Whatever you know we stand in need of, and you know everything we need. You know our mothers and fathers. You know us when we were in our mother's womb. Like you told Jeremiah, you knew who he was when he was in his mother's womb, and you have called him to be a prophet to the nation. Hallelujah. So you know us too, Lord Jesus. You know every hairs on our head. You know what families we're in. You know our DNA. Hallelujah. And we thank you so much for it, that we can call on you, and we know that you're God Almighty. Hallelujah. And everything that we have need of, you said, with love and kindness have you drawn us. So with love and kindness, we need to draw others to you, Lord Jesus. Help us to be right in our thinking. Help us to be right in our love and kindness and compassion for your people, Lord Jesus. Help us. Give us the strength. Give us the anointing that we need, you know, because you say the anointing breaks the yokes. Hallelujah. And Lord Jesus, we want the anointing to break every yoke I know in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And them little foxes is what keep you going, and you may miss heaven just because of them little foxes. Lord Jesus, we ask you to show us them little foxes in our life today so that we can pray and that we can ask for forgiveness and that you can change it and show us just what it is that's there. Hallelujah, and that need to come out. Hallelujah, you said to call on you. Hallelujah, just like Moses called on you. Hallelujah, and you changed his thing. Aaron called all of these mighty, great men of God. They were praying men of God, and they called on you, and you answered. Hallelujah, and if they had a problem and sort of fearful, and you said fear is not of you, it's of the devil. Hallelujah. You gave us a sound mind and heart and body. So Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us this morning. We pray for our founding host, Evangelist Agent Bernard. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, you know what she stands in need of. Hallelujah, Lord, and you sent her down there to do a work, a mighty work, to win souls for you and open a work down there for the kingdom of God. Not for her, but for your kingdom. Hallelujah, that she would allow her to draw men and women and boys and girls into your kingdom. And we can hear them say, what must we do to be saved? Hallelujah, and she's there to tell them on the street, on the sidewalk, in the building, out of the building, at the grocery store, hallelujah, at the car wash, wherever the Lord leads you, you can talk about the goodness of Jesus and the testimony, what Lord had done for you. You was a wretch undone, but God knows, Lord Jesus have changed you up. You're no more a sinner, but you are saint in God's eye. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you that you trust us so much that you would give us an opportunity to come to work in your kingdom. Hallelujah, and call us your friend. Hallelujah, that the friend that, Lord Jesus, that you have made, the friend that you have put together, the friend that you have took us and put us on the pot of will. And I say, keep me on there till, Lord Jesus, it's no more crack. It's no more nothing. It comes out perfect. I don't want to be the one again that come on the pot of will and you have to, and it's marred in your hand. Lord Jesus, I wanted to be on the pot of will that I can understand and grow thereby in, and be ye thankful to you. Hallelujah, because without you, we don't know which way to go. Without you, we're just wandering around and going back and forth. But you said that you will lead and you will guide us into all truth. You will lead us down that narrow path. Hallelujah. If our eyes and mind is stayed on you, and you said you will give us perfect peace. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the perfect peace that you have given us. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ask you for our founding host, Lord Jesus, to pray for her mother, her children, her siblings, each and every one. Hallelujah, and her great-grandchildren and great-grandchildren that you have allowed her to be there. And you have sent her back to her homeland, Lord Jesus, where she can go forth and minister the unadulterated word of God. And, Lord, we ask you to give her strength. You know what she's standing in need, whether it's financial or whatever the Lord you lead her to need. You have it all under control. Because you said to any of us, if you gave us the vision, you will give us the provision. You said, wait on it, and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. You said it may not be there when you want it, but it's always on time. We can count you in, Lord Jesus, because this is your kingdom work and not ours. You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And oh, how grateful I am to be out of darkness. I knew no better until you said, until you got me, Lord Jesus, and you opened up an avenue. I didn't know which way that avenue was going, but it was in something in my spirit to say, follow. Fowler, Fowler. And I said, Lord, I thank you. It was a process because you had to undo all of that sin and shame that was in my life. But, Lord, I thank you that you gave me the will and the push to go on to see what the end is going to be. And, Lord, I just want to work for you and your kingdom and do your will and love your people and be compassionate to people, because you were compassionate to us and you loved us when we were in our sins. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We pray. We ask you for Evangelist Bernard Mother. We ask you, pray for Sister Barbara. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that you would touch her. We thank you so much that you have allowed her to go back and be with her sibling, but not only her mother. She's been gone for 30 years, even though they've been interacting, but she didn't come home to be in the house with her mother. And I'm sure that's a joy to her mother, and I'm sure it's a joy to her. Hallelujah, because you know they had a thing out there where they say you can't go back home. But, Lord, you have opened up the door where she can go back home and assist with her mother, with her siblings, with her grandchildren, with everything that you have set out for her to do in New Orleans. And we thank you for it. We thank you for each and every one of our listeners and calling saints, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless them, protect them, guide them, and direct them, and give them a mind of more love, more kindness, more joy, more peace. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And to show that they say, how do you know that this saint is of God? The Bible says, the Holy Bible says, because they have loved one to another. Hallelujah. And Lord Jesus, we need to show more love. Touch our hearts that we can show more love and help each other in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. If my feet hurt, somebody should say, oh, Sister Ruby, can I help you? Can I do this? If you don't have to come up and ask. Sometimes the Lord give you discernment about his people. Hallelujah. And then when we ask, we must ask the Lord to help us to help our people. Hallelujah. In our communities, in the church building first and most of all, and then we spread abroad. Hallelujah, with the love of Jesus. It's like you said in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, where you when you receive power, after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, saith the Lord, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the othermost parts of the world. And Lord Jesus, it has come to pass. All in the New Testament, they went to Jerusalem, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth, and we're the uttermost parts of the earth. And Lord Jesus, we thank you. We just ask you to teach us more, to grow us more, to let us understand your scriptures and your holy words, that we can read it and that you can say, well, this is such and such, and this is how I want you to address it. This is how I want you to do. This is what I need you to do. Hallelujah. Therefore, you lead and guide us, Lord, and make sure, hallelujah, that it stay in our hearts. Hallelujah, that it just don't go up into our head, but it stay in our heart and mind and soul, that we can go forth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the nations. Hallelujah, because there's places we haven't been yet, Lord, that you sent in your saints to. Hallelujah, to bring the word of God, to bring life into a dead situation. Hallelujah, and I know you raised up Lazarus. Lazarus pronounced him dead. 3 days he was in there. His sisters, and one of the sisters was so upset, she felt like Jesus couldn't be there. And he said, roll back that stone. And they rolled back that stone, and Jesus had so much power that all he had to do was call Lazarus, come forth. Because if he had to say, come forth, the whole place where they had buried the people, everybody would have came forth. That's so much how power he got. So if he can raise the dead, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, you can raise us. You can raise us. All we have to do is call on you. And we thank you for this opportunity this morning. We thank you for the souls. We thank you for the crusade that you have given Evangelist Bernard in her heart to do. And, Lord, I see and hear and talk to her quite a bit. And, Lord, she's so excited about winning them souls for you, for the kingdom. Hallelujah, that we draw them out, Lord Jesus, and you give them life and life more abundantly. And we praise you for that opportunity. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you for each and every call and listener that come on the line. Evangelist Bernard said we have regular that come on this line every day. Her sister Dawn been on this broadcast every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She may not be able to say anything or go for it, but you can look up and see her number. Hallelujah. On this broadcast, on this switchboard, and we say there's Dawn and with Jarvis, Lord. So we pray for Jarvis and Dawn this morning. Hallelujah. And her family. Hallelujah, Lord. Stir it up so she can go, so she can get up and tell men and boys and women and young girls about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he's not dead, he's alive. Hallelujah, just like the song said, yes to your will. Shekinah glory, they read Sanger this morning. Yes to your way. Yes to everything, Lord Jesus, that you have put in us, Lord. We just ask you, hallelujah, to give us strength, to give us courage, hallelujah, hallelujah, to know that you're doing the work and not us, hallelujah, and to touch us, Lord. You said that you can meet us in any time, early morning, noontime, evening time, any time, Lord Jesus, that 24 hours in a day, that's our time, but you have no time set for you, that you can help us, that you can show us just where we're going off track, Lord. And we thank you for this opportunity. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. We're praying for Michael Lewis, Pastor Prophet Michael Lewis, and his daughter, Lord, his bereavement. His daughter's always going on to be with the Lord. You said when you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. Hallelujah. We believe it and we receive it. Hallelujah. Because so many have came back and said they with the Lord and they have crossed over. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We pray for each and every soul that comes on this broadcast. Hallelujah. You know what they stand in need of, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you're sending them in from the north, east, west, and south, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, to hear the unadulterated word of God. And we thank you and we praise you and we love you for you picking out the souls that come forth, the godly men and women that come forth and bring the word of life to us each and every day. And it's been so anointed and powerful, Lord Jesus, because Evangelist Bernard let you have your way on this broadcast, not her way, but your way. And she listens attentively and with the ears, and she want to know how you setting it up, which way you going with it, and because she want to be in your perfect will, and she want us to be in your perfect will just like you want us to be in your perfect will. And we thank you and we praise you. And we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. And to say you prayed anytime, day or night, hallelujah, you pray, took priority over eating and business to pray. Hallelujah. You taught prayer to your disciples. And we asking you, Lord, to teach us more. Whatever we need and lack of need of, Lord, you know, because you know everything. And we ask you to strengthen us, to help us, to guide us and direct us and take the stuff out of us that's not pure and that's not holy and just not righteous, according to your holy word in this Bible. You got 66 books of the Bible. Hallelujah, the 39 old and the 27 new. And Lord, we're so thankful. We're so thankful that you allow us, you chose us out of muck and mire and clay, out of sin and shame. You came and you drawed us out, and you cleaned us up, and you put us on the potter wheel. Hallelujah. But first it was marred in your hand, but you kept working with us. You didn't give up. Hallelujah. You kept working with us till it came up clear, and you start us on our journey. Hallelujah. You started us from the beginning of the Bible to Genesis, all the way to Revelation. And, Lord, we thank you that you're the one chooses where we're going to worship. You're the one that lead us and guide us and put us in your family where you would have us to be. And I thank you so much. When I look around at the family of God and the congregation, Lord, that you have set, hallelujah, so many different nationalities. It's so many people from so many different countries, and all of them have combined into your family. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and isn't that awesome how all of us can be together and work and pray and in the ministries and the church settings that you have put us in, where it be in Los Angeles, may it be in California, Stockton, may it be in San Francisco, may it be all over the world, all in the cities back east, all in the cities and in the south. Hallelujah, we thank you for it because it's your choice and you keep us there. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah, for you are marvelous in my sight. You are marvelous, Lord Jesus. What could we do without you? How can we live without you? Hallelujah, how can we just try to get up without your help in the morning? Lord, you have moved sickness from us. Hallelujah. You have moved diseases from us, Lord Jesus. You have kept us. You have put your blood around us. You said your blood never loses its favor. It goes to the highest mountain, and it goes to the lowest valley. The blood that keeps us going from day to day, it will never lose its power. So we so thankful this morning to you. We so thankful that you allowed us to come on this broadcast. Lord Jesus, any other bereaved families out there, Lord, we ask you to comfort them, to direct and guide them, Lord Jesus, and lead them and let them know that you're there. You love them, Lord Jesus, and that you will take care of the other, Lord Jesus, and you will make a way, a road, a highway to holiness for. Hallelujah, and that road is awesome. I've been on it, Lord, and I jump off and on sometimes because sometimes I don't want to do your will, I want to do my will, but I'm praying today that you allow me to do your will and touch me when I'm going in error. Hallelujah, because it doesn't work if I'm doing my will and not your will, because you made this heaven and earth, and you died at Calvary so that we can be redeemed back to you. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord. We pray for each husband and wife, Lord Jesus. We pray for marriages. Hallelujah, Lord, that you would enhance and enlighten these marriages, Lord, that you would bring them back, hallelujah, with more love, hallelujah, than they ever had, Lord Jesus, that they will defeat the enemy together. Hallelujah, because you said two can put off more than one, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it. We pray for the families, Lord, the husband, the wife, the children, hallelujah, the grandmothers, the great-great-grandmother, all everybody that's connected to that family. Hallelujah, we pray for them, Lord Jesus. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. Hallelujah, we pray for them in the convalescent ministry. Lord, you can go where we can go. Hallelujah, we pray for them in the hospital, Lord Jesus. We pray that they hear a word. All you have to do is send one of your witnesses there, and all they have to do is hear a word. Get up and rise because you've already been healed, because I'm the great physician. The balm in Gilead is the healing power, and I'm here to heal, deliver, and set free. I'm here to take out everything that's not pleasing in my sight, and, Lord, put it in you. Hallelujah, we're so thankful for it. Hallelujah, we love you, and we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. We just pray for each and every one that comes on this broadcast. Hallelujah. During the week on Saturday to Minister Billy Burns' broadcast, they overcome, and then Sunday, early morning prayer. And we're praying that the Lord have this corporate prayer that you can go forth and have a word that he can hear your voice too. Hallelujah. And he says, oh, that's my child, such and such and such. And she's in Vallejo, or she's in Los Angeles, she's in Las Vegas, wherever. Oh, Lord, you got up early this morning to call me and to come out and pray. Hallelujah, and lead a prayer for you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, and we love you, and we give you all the praise, and we give you all the glory. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be just like a ship without a sail. And we don't want to have none of that. We want to be in your perfect will and your perfect way and your perfect answer and your perfect scriptures that we can put it in our heart. Lord, put it in our heart so that we don't forget it and that we look up and we can grab it and say, that's what the Bible says. This is how we have to live according to the Bible, what Jesus left on this earth for us to go with the New Testament. And, Lord, we just thank you for it. I just thank you, Lord. Take everything out of me that's not like you. Hallelujah. Take it out, Lord, so that I can be an effective witness for your kingdom work. Hallelujah, that we can say, Lord Jesus, you can come. Everybody can come. Come to the table. Come. There's always room at the altar. This move, or we don't have to move over. You have always stated it for years, that there's always room at the altar. Hallelujah, so we can come and go to the altar and cry out. Hallelujah, for you to help us, for you to deliver us, for us to be the saints that you have called these days. Hallelujah, to bring your will and your way according to the people here, Lord. And we can't just go and think about ourselves. Lord, we got to take as many as we can with us because we want them to be saved. We want them to be whole. And we want them to be in part of this royal family of baptized believers in Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory and all the praise. And with that, Lord Jesus, we go close out. Thank you, Sister Dawn and Jarvis. We're praying for Jarvis to come on. That's the evangelist, Agent Bernard, oldest sister. And we can bet we're going to see Dawn on one of them phone numbers up there. She may not be able to say none, but she's a participant every day, Lord. So we know, Lord, we ask you to bless her, bless Jarvis, bless her family there, Lord, whatever she's standing in need of. Bless her health, Lord. Whatever she's standing in need of, Lord Jesus, you have the answer. Hallelujah. We just thank you for her. Hallelujah. They have such a beautiful family. Hallelujah. We just praise you for it. We praise you for Evangelist Adrian again. We praise you for the work that the Lord has given her to do. Hallelujah. Lord, she's going to do it. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity that you have had us on this broadcast, the Block Talk Radio in the chat room, a time of New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection. And you had Evangelist Bernard to bring that out for the whole 3 weeks before the crusade. Hallelujah, because that's been her message and her title from 2 years. We came on 2 years and it's 8 months now that you have allowed us to be on this broadcast with no drama, hallelujah, with no advertisement, with nothing, Lord Jesus, because you said if we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you. Hallelujah. And you have allowed us, and you have given us seeds, and you have allowed us to plant it. And now we can grow. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we give you the glory, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Okay, well, we're going on, and we're going to close out. But we're so excited because The Lord is in this house. The Lord is working it out for each and every one of us. And they say, the Lord done saved us, and be ye thankful. Hallelujah, and we thank him for it. We praise him and we magnify him, and we're over a little bit, but the Lord knows what all we need and what to say and how to do it. So with that, we're going to close out. And You Don't Know My Story by John P. King. God bless, and each and every one of y'all going to your houses of assembly. You can take your prayers, and you done been up earlier to have your own anointing, and you can take your anointing into your local assembly. And we're praying for all the pastors that the Lord will send anointing, sweet anointing throughout all of these areas, Lord Jesus, that they may know that the Lord is in the house and he stay here, and that they don't go in one way and come out the same way, Lord. We asking you to anoint the services today, anoint the pastors, anoint whoever is bringing the word today, Lord Jesus, that they may be filled. Anoint them, Lord Jesus, because what they were feeling and how they were doing it, that you brought it up at the service today. So they know that you're caring about them and you see all things and you set it up in order that they may get what you have for them and they may get delivered and healed. And they'll say, I trust the Lord. He heard my cry. Not only did he hear my cry, he sent a message from on high down to our congregation, and the anointing and the power was there to break every chain and every yoke. And with that, we're going to close out, and we thank you so very much for coming on the broadcast today. Hallelujah, and please come on again. This is a corporate prayer where the Lord want to hear your voice too if you're able to come on. So God bless, and we're going to close out with You Don't Know My Story by John P. King. We all got a story, but the Lord knows them all. God bless.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You cannot imagine.
My testimony.
Oh, my testimony.
to know that.
Here's my story.
Life and favor. Thank you for bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor.
God, thank you for your mercy.
And
you love me. Life and favor.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous. God is my story.
Life and favor upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God broke me out. You'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Here is my story.
Yeah.
California time, so please tune in and join us for another week of the crusade, Empowering Souls for Destiny. Hallelujah. God bless. Have a blessed day in the houses of assembly, wherever the Lord leads you to go. God bless. We're closing out.